St. John chapter 8, verse 32.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?
Here we see the Pharisees are listening to Jesus Christ, and when he said, Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. And they were offended, because they thought themselves, we are not in bondage. And last week we learned, God the Father is truth. St. John chapter 8, verse 26. The Son is truth. St. John chapter 14, verse 6. And the Holy Spirit is truth. St. John chapter 15, verse 26. So we know our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is true God. And there is no lie in them. And so once you know the true God, then we are not in bondage. We are free. Sin keeps you in bondage. That's why Jesus Christ came to set us free. These people are saying, we were never in bondage. Are they telling the truth? Go to the Genesis chapter 15 and read verses 13 and 14.
And he said unto them, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance.
Now here God is talking to Abraham. Your seed will go to bondage for 400 years, and then I will set them free. Now, these people were in a bondage. Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 1, and start reading from verse 11 to 14.
Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service, wherein they made them serve, was with rigor.
Now from these verses, if Jesus Christ would have given these verses to those people and proved to them, you are liars. You were in bondage. And even though you are seed of Abraham, you are bondage. And then the word of God says, Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 to 43, they were set free.
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof.
Now, when the children of Israel, these are the Jewish people, said, We were never in bondage, and you are telling us we should be free. When they are observing the Passover, that gives the memory that one day they were in bondage. So from their saying, they are thinking they will never be bondage, but Jesus Christ is saying, okay, I'm not talking about that physical bondage, or you were in Egypt. He was telling something else. St. John chapter 8, verse 34.
Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
Now he is trying to say, if you are saying that we were never in bondage, then let me tell you, if you are committing sin, you are servant of sin. And so, these people are not ordinary people. These people like a priest, or high priest, or Sadducees, or scribes, or Pharisees, trying to think they know everything, and they are walking according to the law. So Jesus Christ is saying, let me tell you, you are in plain language, you are sinners. And because you are sinners, you are slave to sin. Read the book of Romans, chapter 6. Read from 11 to 16.
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So if you are in sin, only Jesus Christ can set you free. Go ahead.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Now here's saying to the believers, sin should not be overpowering you. Sin should not be your master, because we are set free from the sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and the Word of God says he was made sin for us. So our sin was laid on him. So now we are living by grace. So he says we should not be under the bondage of sin, but we should be under grace.
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid.
Now here the Word of God is saying people take advantage when you say we are under grace. So they said any kind of sin we keep on doing, God will keep on forgiving. That's not what God's Word is teaching. We have to be thankful to God that he has set us free, and we should be pleasing God, not the pleasing the enemy. We are set free. We are set free from enemy's hand. We are in the hand of God. So now we should be saying, thank God, I want to stay in the grace. I want to stay in the love of God. I'm not going to go astray. And so he says, don't take that you are under grace and keep on committing sin. Verse 16.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?
So, sin kills you spiritually, sin unto death, or you live obeying Christ, obeying God unto righteousness. We have choice. Commit sin and go away from God, or die in your sin and go to hell, or be obedient child of God and live in righteousness of God. Now, St. Peter says there are some people, they try to tell you good things or righteous things, showing them they are okay, but they are not truly living in truth. Go to the 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19.
While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage.
Now see, you compare this with any other religion. Every religion is trying to tell you that we can go to heaven. Now there is one radio program comes, and people are thinking it's very smart and very intelligent. And when people call him, and so one man called and he said, I am thinking I'm going astray from God, and I want to come to the Lord. What should I do? Then he will ask the person, what is your religion? Somebody says, I'm Hindu. Okay. Then go and worship your Hindu gods according to your parents. That's what you're supposed to do. If somebody says, I'm Muslim, he will say, okay, you worship your God, and that's what you're supposed to do. So if a Christian person calls, he will say, whatever denomination you are, you just worship God. He said, well, I believe all gods are true gods, and all gods will take you to heaven. And so there is nothing wrong worshiping other gods. We don't have to go through Christ. How misleading it is. When somebody, just like this, somebody is trying to give somebody a lecture, trying to tell somebody, I'm a wise man, listen to me, and give misleading messages and make people go astray. That's why Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. Don't you think the Bible says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life? Jesus is the only way. And that's why people hate us. Because when we talk about Jesus, they don't want to hear. They want to hear, Hindus are okay, Muslims are okay, all religions are okay, let's live in love and harmony, we are going to go to one place. But when we tell people there is no truth in there, they are talking about truth, but there is no truth. Only truth is our God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus Christ says, I came here to set you free. Free from what? Free from all the bondages, sickness, disease, pain, or death penalty, once you have Christ in you. Let's go back to the book of St. John, chapter 8, and start reading from verse 35.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever.
Now if somebody says, servants doesn't abide in the house forever, but the Son does. Now some of the servants live in the house, adopted somebody to do the job for 10 years period or 20 years, and sometimes they might die in the house. But he's not talking about those people. He's talking about the person who serves the sin, or the serves the master of sin, I mean the devil. Christ is the one who came from heaven, and he abides in the God, and he lives forever. Devil did not live forever in the house of God. He was kicked out, and he will never be in heaven for eternity. His place is in hell. So he is not going to be living in the house of God. Verse 36.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Now again he's saying, if the Son. Now, they did not receive Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So he is trying to say, I am the Son of God. I came here to set you free. If you receive me, then you will be free indeed. Once you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we are free from sin, sickness, and disease. Somebody says, Christian people also get sickness, but that sickness will not do any harm to us because we have the power of God built in us. The Word of God says, with his stripes, we are healed. We have to tell the devil, this is not your body, this is the body of Christ. And you have no authority to bring in any packages to us. Do you think if somebody gives you a wrong package and it's not your address, what are you supposed to say? It's not mine. But if you say the package looks so beautiful, let me take it. And maybe in the bomb inside, then what? So we should not be taking any wrong packages. The devil brings all kinds of fancy packages with the sickness and disease and temptation. We should say, this is not mine. I belong to God. And so the sickness and disease will not have any power over us. So he says, if the Son of God or Jesus Christ sets you free, you are free indeed. Free from even the death penalty. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, what he says? Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, wages of sin makes you die. When you commit sin, you are under the penalty of death. But once you receive Jesus Christ, you are passed from death unto life. St. John chapter 5 verse 24, it says, once you are in Christ, you are passed from death unto life and no condemnation. Go to the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2. Once you are in Christ, then you are free. No bondage, no law can suppress you. Now there is a denomination. I don't want to say their names if somebody is sitting here from that denomination. They observe the Sabbath. And when you observe the Sabbath, Sabbath is a law. Then you are in the grace or you're under the law. Because we are set free from the law. Let's read.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
See, no condemnation, no judgment. When? If you are born again child of God and you walk according to the Spirit of God, not by the flesh. What the flesh says, and if you try to enjoy the flesh and ignore the Spirit of God, then you are still walking in death. But here it says, we are free because of Christ and we are walking in the Spirit of God. Verse 2.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
There is a law, sin and death. The law was given, so law will tell you you are a sinner. Law will never make you perfect. If the law was making people perfect, then Jesus Christ didn't have to come. But the law was killing people, destroying people, and making them slave. So now we got Jesus Christ, and when we live in the Spirit of God, that Spirit makes us free, but the law kills you. So we are not under the law, we are under grace. And that's why some people do not understand. Some people live in a New Testament, and their dress code, means I'm talking about the priest, their dress code is the Old Testament high priest dress code. So they don't know which is right and which is not right. Now, some people are saying we are born again Christians and they observe the Sabbath. And somebody says, if you don't observe the Sabbath, then you'll go to hell. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 says what? Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we are not under the curse, we are under grace. And once you are under grace, then you should not be entangled again. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
Stand fast, therefore, the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Now here says, stand fast. Why have to stand fast? Because the enemy can pull you down. Enemy can destroy you. If somebody gives you $1 million check, what do? You put it in your pocket, put your hand over it, and be careful until you put it in the bank or do whatever you want to do. You're not going to say, hey, $1 million. You're not going to do that. You're going to take care of that $1 million. The same way you are God's salvation, Christ in you is much more than $1 trillion worth. So you're going to take care of your salvation. So he says, stand fast, because you got the liberty. You got the freedom. You are not under the bondage. You are a free man. So be free. Don't allow enemy to overcome you. And he says, we should not be having that the yoke of bondage or entangle again in the yoke of bondage. We have to be free. Some people do not know what the freedom is, but once they come to Jesus Christ, then they have value. What was their life before and what is their life today? And somebody says, oh, I was better then. I am having more problem now in Christian life. Those people will never walk victorious life. You have to know that you were miserable. You were not happy. That's why you received Jesus Christ. And now you gave up the sinful Lord, and now you are standing in liberty. Otherwise, Christ coming into this world, it will be in vain. He said, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. If the Son of God or Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. The day I gave up my sinful activity, I never try to take it back again. The Word of God says this is like if you spit on the floor, you cannot try to lick it back. Do you? No. You give it. Only dog does that. We don't. We are the children of God. what we gave it away, we don't take it back. The sin is very enticing. Try to come back to you. But we have to focus on Christ and live in Jesus Christ, so sin will not have any power or dominion over us. Let's go back to the book of St. John chapter 8, starting from verse 37.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham.
When Jesus Christ was telling them, you are in bondage, you are in sin, you are in slavery, so they are saying, no, we are the children of Abraham. And then Jesus Christ said, if you are the children of Abraham, why are you trying to kill me? Why don't you understand what I'm trying to say? He says, I have seen my father and I have heard him. So they have to know, where did he see the father? Father is in heaven. The word of God says you cannot see the father with your eyes. Do you know why? Because St. John chapter 4 verse 24, it says, the God is spirit, and whoever worships him, they should worship him with the spirit and truth. Can you see the spirit with your eyes? No. So the God is spirit. When Jesus Christ, when he was in heaven, in the spirit. So God the Father, I'm talking about the beginning. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are all were in the spirit. And they have spirit body. We cannot see with our own eyes, but they have spirit body. But only Jesus Christ took the form of man and took a body like us. But the Holy Spirit and the Father, they are still in the spirit. So you cannot see them with your eyes. So here he's saying, Jesus Christ says, I see my Father, I see and do what he says. But you see and you do what your father does. Now they're saying, no, our father is Abraham. See what Jesus Christ is trying to tell them. Let's read the following verse, verse 40.
But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God.
Now see, up to now they said, we are the seed of Abraham. Then he said, if you are seed of Abraham, Abraham, listen to God. You know what God said to him? Sacrifice your son. And he obeyed to God. So, Father Abraham was obedient to God the Father, but you are not obedient to God. You are trying to kill me. So now they are changing the word. Now here he's saying, our God is our Father. And so, let's read the verse 42.
Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Now here he's saying, if you say you are the children of God, and God is your Father, then I came from the Father. He sent me. And that's why I'm here. John 3:16, what he says? God so loved the world that he gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So this is the gift of God to mankind. And so he said, God sent me. I'm here. And you do not listen to me. You do not believe me. And you are saying, God is your Father. There are so many people today. People do not like Jesus Christ. They like everything. You go to school with a dragon face on your jacket or your shirt. They don't care. But when you have cross or Christ picture, take that shirt. I don't want this thing coming to our school. Why? Because they do not love God. They want to take the name of God. Their tree is their God. Everything. One day one person says, you know, God did not make us. We made God. And I start thinking, that's true. They are making the gods. There are 33 million gods in India, and there are so many other gods. We make the God. Means the people who are not born again, they make their own God. But once you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, then you know there is only one God. Let's go further, 43.
Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word?
You do not believe me. There is a reason. You are saying God is my father, and I came from God, and you ignore me. So indirectly, this is very hard language. Now, if people who are very highly educated in their religion, and they're listening to this, and Jesus Christ is saying to them, you know what? Let me tell you, I have my father, and he is my God, and he is my father, but you have another father. And what is your father? Your father is the devil. Do you think how much hurtful thing it will be? Read verse 44.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
See, now here he's saying, who is a liar? The devil is a liar. Who is the truth? Father is truth. Son is truth. Holy Spirit is truth. But the devil is a liar. And any person who is not born again, they are 100% liars. Don't tell me there is a one person who is not a Christian and he tells the truth. They are all liars. And some people tell the lie such a way, then you get mixed up with the truth and lie. They are highly educated to tell the lie. Because the word of God said the devil is a liar, and your father is a liar, and you are his children, you are going to lie. If you lie, then you have to lie 7 times or 700 times because you forget what you said first. So you keep on lying. So here is Jesus Christ saying, you are liars because your father is a liar. And how he became liar? He said he speaks the lie his own. Means the devil is the inventor of lie. And somebody says, oh, but if you are doing business, you have to lie. No, sir. You don't have to lie. If you do the true business, your business will more be successful business. If you lie, your business will not be successful. And if you are a child of God, you should be telling the truth. If you lie, then people don't trust in you. And somebody says, well, there are white lies and there are black lies. Bible says, yes, yes, no, no. More than that is sin. And so, if you are a Christian, and if you're telling the lie, what happens? Go to the Revelation. Revelation 21:28 goes.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Could you see the list of other sinners? All the bad sinners, idolatry, fornication, all kinds of sin, and in that sin is a lying. So all those people are going to go to hellfire, and all the liars will go to hellfire. So it's not an easy thing. If you lied, ask God forgiveness. So Lord, please forgive me. Because he said, he shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. We are the children of God. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 14 and 15.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
See, all the liars will go to hell. Now here is saying, all the dogs. Somebody says, I have my dogs, and my dog doesn't commit sin, why the dog goes to hell? He's not talking about ordinary dogs. He's talking about the backslidden people. Those are called dogs. And there are some people, they have even made the books, cats and dogs will go to heaven. But they don't know. Cats and dogs do not have the spirit. They have only body and soul. When they die, they go ashes to ashes. Only our spirit has to be reborn. God breathed on mankind and we became a living soul. The dogs and cats and all these animals will not go to heaven. I'm sorry. If you have it, love them now. When you go to heaven, you will not have them anymore. Okay. So let's go back to St. John chapter 8, verse 45.
And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
See, if you are not born again, child of God, you do not like to hear the godly thing. But if I'm a child of God, I would want to go to church and listen to the word of God and grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. So some people want to go to church and some people do not want to go to church. So the word of God says, if you are really a child of God, you will want to go to church. You want to hear the word of God. You want to hear the truth. Go to the 1 John chapter 4, verse 6.
We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
See, it's very easy. You go and tell somebody about Jesus Christ, and they want to hear more. Then they're leaning towards God. And some people, they want to just waste your time and they want to make you miserable. They do not have the right spirit. They are in the world, living in the flesh, and they don't want to hear you. So from that, you know, if you're a child of God, you will hear the truth and you follow. If you have a desire to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, you can see the signs. People are hungry for God, and some people are looking for excuse to run away from God. Okay, let's go further. Book of St. John, chapter 8, verse 48. We're going to finish soon.
Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death.
See, now here, they got so angry at Jesus Christ, when he said, your father is devil, and he is a murderer, he is a killer, he is a destroyer, he is a liar, and you are doing as your father does. So they got angry. He said, you are a devil. They are trying to say, you have a devil. And not only that, you are Samaritan. The Jewish and Samaritan people were like a cat and mouse. They didn't want to have any relationship. So they said, you are Samaritan. You have a devil. And that's what you're doing this. Jesus Christ is saying, you know, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying or keep my commandment or keep my word, he shall never seek death. That means that person will never die. Now somebody say, why the people are dying every day, Christian people? But Jesus Christ said, go to the St. John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Now, here are two things he said. One thing he said, if somebody believed in me and that person is dead, that person will come to life. And here he said, if you are believing me right now, you will never die. Now, many people confuse about this, but this is true. If Jesus Christ comes today, we don't have to die. And the people who are dead in Christ, they will come to life. So Jesus did not say anything bad. Not only that, we just read a few minutes ago, once you believe Jesus Christ, you are passed from death unto life. And no more death, no more condemnation. It happens in Christ. Let's go back to St. John chapter 8, verse 52.
Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and keep his saying.
These people are saying, Are you greater than Abraham? And many people died, and you are still saying that if you somebody believes in me, they will never die. And then he says, Jesus Christ says, you know, I know my Father. I came from my Father. And so I want to tell you about my Father, but you don't understand. St. John chapter 1, verse 18, he says, Jesus Christ, who was in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed us who the Father is. He says, no man hath seen Father any time. So who revealed us? Jesus Christ revealed us who Father is. So he is saying, you don't know the Father. I know it. And that's why I came from the Father. I was in the bosom of the Father. So I came here to show you who the Father is. Read verse 56.
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
Now here he's saying again, your father Abraham saw me. Now they do not know Jesus Christ is from eternity. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's why these people are confused. They're saying, how do you say that you have seen Abraham, and when Abraham saw you and he was glad? Genesis chapter 17. Let's read from verse 15 to 19.
And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. But Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?
Now Abraham laughed. He was saying, I'm 100 years old and I'll have a child. So he was, in one way he was rejoicing. He had another son at that particular time, Ishmael. Okay, let's finish that.
And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.
Now when he say his name will be called Isaac, do you know what the Isaac means? Isaac means laughter. So in your old age, the laughter is going to come to you. So not only Abraham laughed, the Sarah laughed. Let's go to the chapter 18, verse 12 to 15.
Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also.
Okay, now the time is not permitting. So here we see Abraham laughed, Sarah laughed. They were happy and joyful. Not only that, Abraham, when he went for the battle, came for the battle, victoriously, he was happy and joyful that somebody comes and gives him food. Let's read in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the high priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
Okay, now here the Abraham was happy because the priest comes, gives him the wine and the bread. It was not like what we're taking, like a one piece of bread and a small cup. He gave them the food and drink because they were fighting and they were warriors. They were tired. They were weary. And when you are hungry and thirsty, like fainting, and somebody gives you a drink and the food, you will be grateful. So he was grateful and he gave 10% of his tithe. So Jesus Christ is saying, Abraham saw my day and he was glad. But he did not quote the verses what I'm quoting to you. He was just saying it. And so the Jewish people still didn't understand. Go to the St. John chapter 8, verse 57.
Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
So, when you say, I am, do you know what I am? When Moses saw the burning bush, and God spoke to him, he says, What's your name? He says, I am that sent you. So the Jesus Christ is the I am. The word of God says he is Alpha and Omega. He is beginning and he is ending. And so Jesus Christ is from eternity. St. John chapter 1 verse 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and Word was God, and everything was created by him and for him. So he is from eternity. Hebrews chapter 1, if you read, there also we're saying Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he is the image of God. And so our God is from eternity. He is not created one. He is from the beginning. Okay, let's read the verse 59.
Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
Now, can you imagine, what did Jesus say? Only Jesus said to them, Your father is the devil, you are from your father, and you are doing unrighteous things. But he said, He shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. That means, you just listen to me, and you will never die. But they didn't want to hear it. And I was thinking, where was this happening? And he says, it was in the temple. I thought, where these people got the stone? You remember that the prostitute, not a prostitute, the lady was caught in adultery. And they bought her, and that's the time they got the stone to hit her. In the movie, you see outside the temple, but it was in the temple. We learned last week she was in the midst of them. And nobody cast any stone. But they did not throw that stone away. They were holding those stones now to destroy Jesus. And so they wanted to kill Jesus Christ by stone in the temple. But see what happened. He disappeared from them. Can you imagine now the closed building, temple, and all the people's eyes were on Christ, and he just passed away from them, missed up them, and they could not catch him. They could not hold him. So what happened? The blurry eyes, or two Christ seeing, or something happened. They could not do anything, and they could not throw any stone at him. So what I'm trying to say, if Jesus Christ didn't want to get killed, he can do play this kind of game. They will never catch him. But why this happened, he says, his time was not yet come. When Pilate said to him, I can set you free, what did he say? You have no authority because I give my life freely. So I have power to take it back again. So Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God himself. He came to set you and me free. We don't have to live in bondage. we have the power of Christ. See, when these people wanted to kill Jesus Christ, but they were not able to kill him because he is also a spirit. Now, where did he hid? He hid among the people. He hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. So, can you imagine? They took the stone to kill him. He hid himself, went behind somebody, and they're looking. They could not find him. So, point I'm making, I'm just thinking, he just disappeared. They could not catch him. They could not see him. If you are in Christ, no one has power to destroy you. The greater one lives in you. Read the 1 John chapter 4, verse 4.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Now he says, ye are of God. And how? You are little children. That means if you are really born again, child of God, the first day or second day you are born again, child of God, you have power over demonic forces. You don't have to be 10 years or 15 years Christian. The day you are born a child of God, you have much more power than the devil. The devil is like a roaring lion, but you have inside of you Lion of Judah. You don't have to be afraid of anyone because he has given us the Holy Spirit. We have the Christ in us and God is watching over us. So we have the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God living in us. So we don't have to be afraid of the devil. He has no power over us. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have called us with a definite high calling and no turning back. Devil has no power, authority over us. Your word says, ye shall know the truth and truth shall set you free. We are free indeed. The devil has no power to bind us or kill us or destroy us because we have belonged to you. We want to stay in the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to live in the power of God so we can destroy the works of the devil. Give us grace to live a victorious life. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.